right, this is a subject I'm going to share with you today. How many people know what I'm going to talk about today? It doesn't matter, huh? Well, it's matter a lot to me. Probably this is one of the tough subject I don't want to preach. Matter of fact, I'm here 17 years. I don't think I ever preached this subject. And I really don't think many pastors want to preach on this subject. And you know what series I'm going through, right? I've been skipped many times, but it's the 10th commandment. And the 7th commandment is, thou shalt not commit adultery. Now that is pretty bad word, very negative. Why God would use that word? Why don't he use, you know, live a pure life, something sweet. Or a type of sermon, something nice to comfort people. Don't point out sins. We tire of a long week, and we come to church, and we have to hear some heavy topic. My friend, like I say, I don't want to share, but when I commit the 10 commandments, I have to preach every commandment. You want me to skip this commandment? No. And so, as we open the Word of God to listen what God said, don't think what the pastor said, but think what God want to say to you. We live in a world that God has seen down in the timeline that something happened drastically in this world that he had to put in that commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. We live in a world that everything going on every single minute, every single second, from music, from television, from movie, from internet, from billboard, from everything. If you don't recognize it, the appearance of evil, I'm telling you, it exists. It's everywhere. No wonder so many great leaders fall through this crack. From the president, to politician, to king and emperor, everyone fall. And so that means you and I need to take this serious. Now God wants to take this serious. God do not want to take it lightly. God wants you and I have a perfect family. God wants you and I have a perfect peace of mind. Because this very sin have destroyed many people. Thousands is not talking about millions of people. Depend what career you are in. Depend what occupation you're in. This type of temptation will hit you greatly. Years ago, someone told me the top three occupations that person, male or female, commit adultery are. Do you know what the first top three occupation that was? Do you want to know? Do you want to know that you can change your occupation now? The top three. Doctor. Mingle with patients so much. Private conversation, everything, doctor. Number two, this is not in order, by the way. Number two, policeman. Be surprised, but there it is. And number three, do you want to guess? You want to guess? Pastor, you are right. That's man, I'm going to resign. I was shocked. But thus it is, when you mingle with someone off of sex, try to give counseling, sooner or later, the devil is there to destroy your life. Now, why God serious about this commandment? Because we live in the world, people don't call adultery anymore. People call lifestyle. People change different names to say, it's okay. If politician can do it, if movie star can do it,
So can I. But we do not see the trouble they get into. Turn with me in the Bible text here. This is a very good one here. Turn with me in the book of Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Now, a lot of time we take it lightly because we don't see the consequence, right? We don't see the impact. We think it's okay. We can solve it. No problem. Money can buy everything. Well, this is what Paul say. What I say? Galatians what? 6:7. Do not be deceived. Many people are deceived today. Think it's okay. Everyone can do it. I can do it. If it feel good, this must be right. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sow, that he will also reap. You hear what I'm saying? Paul say, whatever you sow, even so little sin, that's what you're going to reap. Now, do not think, including myself, that whatever we do, there's no consequence. There's always consequence what action we took. There's always. And so with this particular sin, it's okay to talk with someone opposite sex. It's okay joking around. Okay to give a hug. But you know what? A little bit, it becomes more and more and more. A little time, sometime we come to the point there's no way to back out. Now, what God say about this? What judgment, what implication for those who take it lightly? Turn with me in the book of 1 Corinthians. Okay, turn with me in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 9. 1 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 9. These texts are very powerful, my friend. Please take note. Okay, if you want to avoid appearance of sin or evil, these texts is very powerful. It will help you take you a long way. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. Before I read this very text, I ask you the question here. In the Ten Commandments, sixth commandment is say what? Thou shalt not what? Thou shalt not kill. The seventh, thou shalt not commit adultery. Which one do you think is more like, is worse? Which one is heavier sin in God's eyes? Which one? Which one? See, in the world, what's the word thing? Which one is heavier? Kill. But with commit adultery, so there's no problem. Well, what God say? We care what God say. Not what the civil law say, right? 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Well, you stop right there. There's an unrighteous that will not inherit the kingdom of God. The next question I'm going to ask, who is unrighteous? Well, Paul lists the following. Do not be deceived. Again. Neither fornicator, nor idolater, nor adulterer, on and on and on, nor homosexuality, nor sodomized, nor thief, on and on. And what the end of it say? Will these people will not inherit the kingdom of God. So the Bible listed all these people. Okay? And so commit adultery or fornication, God say, is just like worship idol. And so a lot of time, today's society, we think, oh, it's different. It's okay. Book Revelation 21, the last book of the Bible, Revelation 21, verse 8. Revelation 21, verse 8. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderer, sexual immoral,
all that has been committed adultery. See the list, murder and committed adultery is the same. Same line. Okay? And they have their part in the lake of burning with fire and brimstone, which the second death. That means these people will be destroyed when God comes back. Now, God take this serious, yes or no? Yes. He take this matter very serious. And if God takes serious, should we take serious too? Yes. I'm telling you, the world we live into is not this commandment. I read so many sermons about Ten Commandments. Seem like this commandment, they glide by. They take an example about David, sin, and he come back to God, and that's it. But as I study, God take this one serious. And so we need to take serious, because every single day we face with temptation. We face with appearance of evil. What are the consequences? If someone are going to this, first of all, people will denial, of course. But I'm talking about the consequence. I don't have his time, but I'm going to give you three consequences that we saw. What I'm thinking about the family. If a husband or wife commit adultery or have a secret mistress, what happened would be a family? What do you think? Broken, divorced, the whole family scattered. Now, only take one night stand and you lost 30 years of happy family. Is it worth it? You see, if we don't see the consequence, we will take it lightly. Like, just like a person. If a person smoke, they do not know how serious will get a lung cancer, he's still smoking. Right? If someone eating heavy on animal fat, they haven't seen people die of heart disease, they won't take it serious. Go see someone home and you think, and you know why God takes this serious. God wants to see family are united and peace and happiness. God wants to see divorce happening in this country. But it's happened everywhere. Everywhere you turn has happened. And so easy. Today, you know, long time ago, divorce is very hard. Today, so easy. If you say you don't like the person, you want to file for divorce, the judge will stamp it. That easy. Long time ago, you have to prove why. Today is so easy. You know, those of you who are older, you know what I'm talking about, right? I mean, matter of fact, if you have a divorce, you are outcast. Today is normal. It's okay. Everyone do it. So that's a consequence. Number two, you will lose your dignity. You will lose your position in your work, in your society. You lost everything. It's worth it. You go to school, you develop habit, experience you have, and to the position that you almost make it to be a president of the United States. Boom, they look in your history, you're gone. Is it worth it? Will destroy you more than you know. The third thing is many consequences if anyone abide to this sin. The last one is the most hurtful. What do you think? The consequence I think the most hurtful is death. No? Do you heard about sexual disease? You heard about AIDS? Have you heard about it? People are dying because they make a mistake. They thought one night stand will be okay. No one know, and it's be fine. But only one night is all it took to bring you death. One time I read the newspaper that some guy, it's one some girl. Pick up a hitchhiker, and it's a man. And there's a craving, and so they have one night stand. And the girl woke up in the morning. The girl woke up in the morning. And the guy's gone. It's gone. And they went to the restroom. You know what is written on the mirror? With blood. Welcome to eight society. It's true. You know what? So many things that is not reported. Just like you went to Las Vegas. How many people is suicide there? You don't even know. How many people lost a family? How many people lost a home? Many negative things that the devil will hide away from you. You, my friend, you've got to know the consequence. It's terrible. God has said it's terrible. It will come to on this earth, and a lot of time you and I will take it lightly. I'm talking to you this morning. I'm fearful for myself. It's so dangerous out there. It's so dangerous out there, and God have tell us, do not let it lightly. What you sow, that's what you're going to reap. I'm speaking with young people, some of you who are not yet married. And some of you say, brothers, this is not for me. I didn't do anything. I'm not even married yet. Well, God talking about fornication, you know that. Keep yourself purity. But beyond that, this is what Jesus said. Go with me in the book of Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, verses 27. You have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not commit adultery. That's a quote from the Exodus chapter 20. But I say to you that whoever look at a woman with lust, including men, by the way, young lady, with lust, to those of her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. That means any one of us look someone else. If you woman, you look at someone else, opposite sex or same sex, that you have a craving of loving that person or sleep with that person, you and I already commit adultery. Is that what the Bible says? Now, some of you earlier say, well, it's not including me. Well, I'm telling you, my friend, this very text probably including almost everyone. Is that right? Now, who's not in the right mind to see someone so nice and you see so many times you have a little craving and you wake up and say, no, that's just not right. You ask God, please forgive me. The temptation is coming every single minute. Matter of fact, I did not order those magazines. You know, it's come to my house almost every single day. And the first picture of the magazine is a nice dress, woman dressing, and this is the dress for the summer, you know. How come it's all of them? Why? Did I order those? No, I didn't order them. Did you receive it? It just come to my house. And so it's coming, either you like it or not. You come on the computer screen, same thing. Something's jump on you. It's happened every minute. Satan knows very well that men and women are so weak in this area. And he's going to create problem. You know, Satan always create counterfeit. Look through the Ten Commandments. He make counterfeit everything. God says there's only one God. And today he say what? There's many other gods. Right? God say, worship the Sabbath. He said, well, Sunday also the Sabbath as well. And now come the thou shalt not commit adultery. You say, no problem. That's not a problem. It's okay. Well, God created sex in the beginning. What's wrong with this? But the devil make a counterfeit. It's called L-U-S-T, lust. Where's lust coming from? I mean, when I was born, I don't think I have that craving. But the day go by, you saw a movie, you hear music, you watch the internet, that lust, that craving is sort of coming. I don't know about you guys, but many people are trapping to this. And I would say this, church family as well. The devil did not try to deceive the people who don't know God. He tried to deceive people who are the elite, elect of God, already believing God. If he can bring the lead of the church down, he bring the whole church down. You know that? That is his target. You and I are his target. If you and I are fall down on this very Ten Commandment, you have no right to go out and preach. You know that? And that's what the devil do. My friend, it's so serious that when I read these texts, I'm scared. But I want to give you hope. Even though the world's falling, everywhere you see your friend, your coworker, the movie star you admire, the politician that you vote to, is falling left and right. And when you're going to ask when it's my turn. And if it's happened to you right now, my friend, it happened to you in your life right now. If there's craving, if there's interest, if there's someone you think about, you know it's not right, God say there's hope. Turn with me to the Bible, Matthew chapter, Luke. Turn with me in the book of Luke, chapter 7. And this is a story about the woman who committed adultery. You know the story very well. And God loved all sinner. You know that? God loved all sinner. But God does not love sin. Luke chapter, did I say chapter 8? I'm sorry, just chapter 7. The end of chapter 7 before you go in chapter 8. Chapter 7, verse 48 and verse 50. And here they drag that woman to Jesus and ask what Jesus is going to do about it. And Jesus said to her, your sins are forgiven. She did not come beg for forgiveness, but he know the heart of that woman, because that woman about stoned to death. That woman sorry for her act. And Jesus can read her heart. Just like Jesus can read your heart today. You don't have to say to the public, I commit something. But he know you are repent. And God know about it. And God said, your sin forgiven. And verse 50, see, he said to the woman, say, your faith has saved you. That means you believe the Son of God can forgive you. God indeed forgive you. Is that the end of that very first verse? No, God did not stop right there. God did not stop say, your sin is forgiven. Your faith has saved you. No, what does God say? Continue. Go in peace. Go and sin no more. If you read the book of John 8:11, say, go and sin no more. My friend, God save us away from our sin, not in our sin. You got to get out of your sin. You got to repent. But God are willing to do anything. Doesn't matter you commit adultery. Doesn't matter you are interested in someone or you did anything. God say, come to me. I forgive you. That's hope, my friend. If that text is not in the Bible, I'm doomed. But that very text in the Bible for me and for you, you know what? There's hope. There's hope. Now, it's really a waste of time if we close out our Bible now and we go home and say, well, God forgive us, let go and sin no more. I think we need to define how can we avoid sin. If we don't try to avoid, if we don't try to see some problem out there, we ignore. And the devil is very smart, my friend. You can see the sin all you want to, and he says, he's not going to attack you now. Just let you see 100 of time, boom, he attack you, then it's easy. You know what I'm talking about? He's going to attack one day. He can give you time. If you see that picture long enough, if you see that person long enough, if you communicate or chat that person's secret long enough, that's all it takes, just one temptation, you're gone. And so what are the apparent evil out there that you and I should watch out for? Now, I know you know some of that, but I want to list a few items that we can watch out for. Now, I don't have much experience how to avoid this, but I can share with you something that I experience and see it, and so many family are going down the drain because some of these items. Number one, music. Do not listen to the worldly music. Many worldly music is talking about sex. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I see a little kid, well, like 11 years old, playing the rock band and singing about love and sex. I mean, 11 years old, I don't know how he can do that. I mean, how he have feeling. Do you see that? I mean, this American Idol, you know, the little kid can do all that. My friend, that's what the world feeding to the mind of young people. It's okay to sing that. Because the more you listen, the more you sing that, the way you're going to act it out. You know that? It's terrible music. Try to fulfill the craving of your physical body. Now, some of you maybe not listen to music, but I suggest you let drop those music. Destroy those CDs. Block out those radio channels. You know that. Check it out. Man, sometimes I'm so afraid. I put Ellen G. White CD in my car and listen. I mean, that's the safest thing. Number two is movie. The Hollywood had been mold the value of the mind of this world. You know, this world, not just this country, the whole world. You go everywhere, they see American movie. And the American movie coming out, they shape the mind of the people and talking about this, thou shalt not commit adultery. Every single movie, believe it or not, to make a bestseller, got to have violence and sex. That's it. That's what they say in the movie. They say, if the movie don't have violence and sex, forget it. You're not going to make money. And so it's coming out. And you say, well, that's a little bit, it's PG-13. You know, what do you think? It's not going to kill you. I mean, PG-13 now is terrible. I don't even want my kid to watch PG-13. It's terrible. They are lowering the standard and they go away from the Bible. My friend, you and I, we got to get back to the Word of God. So many movies, I would say 99 of the movies, we shouldn't watch. You shouldn't watch that. Number three, and I think this hit your generation, the internet. It's everywhere. You can go anywhere to connect it in. Every minute, every second. Pictures coming in, movie coming in, late at night, during the day, anything. You receive all that. Either you don't subscribe to it, it's coming to you. And it's come to me one time, I'm so scared. I said, what the heck with this computer? It's popping all over the IQ one screen, it's pop up another one. And I'm telling you, if you start to even look at it, man, in the screen, and just stick his hand out and pull your throat coming in. I mean, that's what it's so powerful. It's hook you. Now I'm telling you, not only men. Today's women like that too. It's hooked everyone. Not just only men, women, children too. Not only men and women, children, old people too. I mean, I don't care if you're 80 or 90 years old. I mean, it's killing you. Am I right? And you can see 90-year-old men marry 20-year-old, and you see that. You heard about that 20, 30 years ago. Now you're an 80-year-old woman marry 20-year-old guy. It's happened, right? And so movie, internet, please. I mean, I watched a Fireproof. The other day when Vern got there, see, the guy just, I mean, used a bat and hit the computer. If this computer is taking me a sin, I'm going to take it out. That's what the Bible says. If one eye, if you have two eyes, one eye sin, pluck that eyes out. Rather have one eye go to heaven, have two eyes go to hell. You know that? Man, that's what God wants to say. Please, take this serious. The appearing evil is everywhere. Let me give you more, a few items. Do you think the temptation appearing of this very evil thing that we talk about usually happen the day or night? Have you heard nightclub? Have you heard day club? It's nightclub. I don't want to say it for him, but I've been to nightclub. I check it out. And first of all, I think it's all right. You know, music, very loud music. See people, one hand hold a bottle of beer, other hand hold cigarette, and other hand, they swings around hold another woman or guy. And a lot of people want to fit in. And they feel that's to fit in. They don't care about what your background comes. Cool guy, just come hang out. As the night goes later and later, the light gets dimmer, people start getting drunk. The next thing, they hit the horse next door. This happened. I saw it with my own eyes. I'm telling you, the devil is there. And so if you don't know anything about nightclub, don't even try it. That is a place that the angel don't want to go in. And if you just nick your eyes in, what is going on, put behind you, just kick you in, and you just trap. And so you even have to try that. At night, it's very dangerous. If you play internet at night, it's dangerous. Do not tamper on this appearance of evil. Do not try that. And if you do it right now, by God's grace, drop it. It's killing you. The craving for 1 minute will kill you a lifetime. What about in the daytime? I don't do anything. I'm driving to go to work, go to school. Well, I don't know about you, but I watch everything on the freeway, including the billboard. And the billboard is everywhere. And then some billboard I don't know, they make so much money that they can advertise billboard every single week. You know, I don't have money to advertise billboard for 1 week. And this big company, they can billboard every single week. When you drive by that particular access on that freeway 605, you saw that billboard on your Freeway 10, you saw that billboard. Welcome to the Gentleman Club. I mean, the word Gentleman Club, to me, it sounds cool. How many people want to be a gentleman? Have a club. And here they make it so beautiful. And you know what? It's everywhere. No wonder people commit sin. No wonder people fall into sin. Because the devil is everywhere. Everywhere, every minute, every second. If you don't see it, open your eyes, my friend. Open your eyes, it's everywhere. It's happened so much. It's scary for me to live in the city. And some people say, well, I don't see wrong with that because you see so much, you know. You don't see nothing wrong with that. You compare yourself with a Hollywood and politician, and you start always see no problem. Just like those, just like those people, it's just fine. What's one thing I want to say this. I mean, fashion is everywhere. And that's where the fashion is one of the things that's killing this country on this particular sin. We want to dress nice, but some dress is not appropriate. And some lady dressed so nice dress and walk on the street and see some guy look at her. I say, what are you looking at? What? That's how the way you dress. I mean, how can I avoid? And that's what it is. Sometimes the way we dress, we helping people committing to sin. You know that? I'm not talking to women. Men, same thing too. Men, I know the word that men start dressing tight. You know that? I don't know. Am I out of line here? I mean, come to the point that, I mean, there's no safe place to go. So, I mean, if those magazines, you know it best the way you do it good on you, but make other people commit sin, man, change it. Dress long dress. Cover everything, you know? I'm telling you, if I'm a woman, if I make other people, if I'm a woman, I say if, I don't know women. If I'm a woman, if I dress to get so many men that commit sin and they lost heaven, is it worth it? Is that right? No. Just like when you have AIDS, you want other people to have AIDS too. No. You see? Same with men, you know, have big muscle. Cover it. You don't have to show because your muscle maybe attract a young lady. You know, that kind of thing. I'm telling you, that's what happened. And sometimes we take it lightly and say, it's not a problem. If that person commits sin, it's his problem. I did not commit sin. And that's why we need to do anything to avoid every pure evil and help our brother and sister not commit sin. Now we are church family. If anyone come to you and say, you know what? You should avoid that. And you might be get upset, but it's good for you. Because someone, some of your friend who have gut to tell you what is wrong. It's a terrible thing if I did wrong and no one come to tell me. So share, help our church family to avoid every appearance of evil. And this very commandment has been destroyed this family, this nation, and this world. Do not take it lightly. If you're not married, you will get married. Do not, you have to keep yourself purity. Do not look at anyone. Ask God to help you. You stay away from it. Avoid all the magazine, all the internet, as much as possible. The best thing to do is keep busy in the Word of God. That's the best thing. And if you marry, do not take time. And share with your spouse. If any temptation is spotted, we can solve it. Don't wait too late. People waited too long. There's no way to return. And so this message is just not for me and not for God's sake, it's for you and I. He tell you, God tell you, be careful, because every single trap that once you walk out that door is trapped everywhere. Am I right? It's everywhere. So please be careful. Take God's word serious. And God will protect you and your family and save your soul. And so before we end this sermon, I feel it's important for us to commit our life to God again. And in my prayer, I will ponder, let you talk directly to God. If there's any hidden sin, bring to Him now. God said, John chapter 1, verse 9, if you ask for forgiveness, He faithful and forgive all your sin. Let's take a stand. Before we walk out of this sanctuary, we say, God, please, I'm a sinner. Help me walk out there to be strong with you. Help me, God. Help me. So many traps out there. Help me. Help me. Save my soul. Save me into thy kingdom. Shall we kneel in prayer? Dear Lord, our God, this is a hard message this morning as I feel this. I think it's touched many hearts, including mine. And we live in the world so many sins, especially this particular sins, that everywhere they commit adultery, everywhere they feel it's fine. And we don't want to follow the worldly standard. We want to follow the word standard. We want to follow your Ten Commandments. So Lord, if this morning, if any one of us here, and you know our heart, if any one of us here that tamper on this issue have seen someone that we know is wrong, that we contact with someone that's not appropriate, Lord, I want to pause a minute that everyone can have a chance to pray to you, to ask you for forgiveness. Oh Lord, you heard our repentance. We call upon you now, Lord, forgive all our sins. We're so sorry that we do not know. But at this morning, you bring out the word of God. We can see the light now. We see that we have been living in sin and we want to walk out of it. Lord, we'll walk out of the sanctuary. I ask you to forgive every single sin, that we lay all the sin upon the cross at this very moment. And you give us the power to live a pure life. We walk out of this, we are a new person, a new man and woman for God. Lord, help us to recognize every single trap out there, all the apparent evil that we will see, help us to run away from it. Help us, Lord. Most of all, Lord, write each of our name in the book of life that we can be saved in thy kingdom. Be with us throughout the Sabbath and many weeks to come. We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.